All right, and good morning again. Scott here with you in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Popham Flooring. They're right across from the McLaren Thumb region in Bad Axe for everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring. Visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. The need for blood donations is always critical, especially this time of year. Because of that, St. John's Lutheran Church at 7369 Byrne Road in Pigeon will be hosting a blood collection drive. The drive will be from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. on Friday, January 2nd. Although walk-ins are welcome, appointments are recommended and can be done by going to the website redcrossblood.org. And an Ontario man's winter voyage across Lake Huron has come to an unexpected stop in Port Austin. Stephen Mylria, 36, set out December 2nd in a homemade houseboat with his dog Mexicali, hoping to reach Chicago by Christmas. Instead, his boat became frozen into the shoreline at Bird Creek Beach as early ice formed on the lake. Mylria says the houseboat has everything he needs to stay comfortable while waiting for a thaw, which he expects in late February or March. Despite the setback, he remains upbeat and views the experience as part of a personal journey of self-discovery that he hopes will someday take him all the way to Africa. Local residents have offered Mylria food and support while Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen continues checking on his safety. Hansen said Mylria plans to remain respectful of the community while he waits out the weather. Two one-time attorneys for President Donald Trump and an aide who all worked on Trump's 2020 campaign are scheduled to appear for a preliminary hearing in Wisconsin on felony forgery charges related to a fake elector scheme. The Wisconsin case is moving forward even as others in the battleground states of Michigan and Georgia have faltered. A special prosecutor last year dropped a federal case alleging Trump conspired to overturn the 2020 election. Another case in Nevada is still alive. The Monday hearing comes a week after Trump attorney Jim Troupas, one of the three who were charged, tried unsuccessfully to get the judge to step down in the case and have it moved to another county. We'll be right back.
In a world full of trends, hardwood never goes out of style. At Popham Flooring, they're not just selling floors, they're helping you build something real. Solid hardwood that lasts, that feels warm under your feet, and holds memories, not just furniture. This generation is about investing in what matters. So why settle for cheap imitation or throwaway looks? Popham Flooring offers handcrafted hardwood options that speak to your style and your standards. Rustic, refined, modern, or timeless, they've got it. Your home should reflect who you are, not just today, but for years to come. Popham Flooring west of Bad Axe. Real wood, real life, real you. Stop in and check out their showroom to start your next chapter one step at a time. Popham Flooring, located west of Bad Axe on M53, or call 989-269-7358.
A law enforcement official says investigators have been questioning a family member of director-actor Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle, after they were found dead at their home in Los Angeles. Speaking anonymously to the Associated Press because they could not publicly discuss details of the investigation, the official also said investigators believe the Reiners suffered stab wounds. Deputy Chief Alan Hamilton, the chief of detectives, says police had not identified a suspect. He says they'll try to speak to every family member they can to determine the facts. Reiner starred in All in the Family and directed hits including When Harry Met Sally. He and Michelle Reiner had three children together. The latest rounds of talks between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and U.S. envoys have ended as Kyiv faces Washington's pressure to swiftly accept a U.S.-brokered peace deal in the face of an increasingly assertive Moscow. Ukraine's lead negotiator said, quote, real progress had been achieved at Monday's talks in Berlin with President Donald Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff and Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, as well as European officials. The talks lasted roughly 90 minutes and followed a five-hour session Sunday. The U.S. government said in a social media post on Witkoff's account after Sunday's meeting that, quote, a lot of progress was made. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Popham Flooring, right across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.